Nolte, All the Establishment Media's Dangerous Coronavirus Lies. By John Nolte on March 17, 2020. America's deeply unserious but very corrupt and unreliable establishment media have no intention of changing their dangerous ways in the age of the Wuhan coronavirus. Watching the media spread lies and unnecessary panic over the last few weeks reminds me of the CNN race riots of 2014. After the George Zimmerman hoax failed, after it was discovered that a white man had not hunted down and murdered a black teen, Zimmerman is Hispanic and a jury ruled he killed in self-defense. The fake news media moved onto the Hands Up Don't Shoot hoax, which was led primarily by far-left CNN and the far-left Washington Post. The lies and hate spread by the corporate media resulted in multiple nights of rioting in the working class, predominantly black city of Ferguson, Missouri. Then, like a plague of locusts, and apparently under the impression the city doesn't already have enough problems, CNN moved on to Baltimore. The reason the media's coronavirus lies remind me of the CNN race riots of 2014 is because this matters. What I mean by that is that George Zimmerman, Ferguson, and Baltimore mattered. This was our malevolent media behaving exactly like a Bond villain, pushing a political agenda and looking to juice ratings at the expense of real people. Zimmerman, an innocent man, had his life and reputation ruined. The homes and businesses destroyed by those race riots are homes and businesses owned by everyday Americans, not the wealthy and certainly not CNN chief Jeff Zucker or anti-Trump activist Jake Tapper, whose fancy homes are miles away from the devastation they caused. You see, as awful as the media have been over the last 3 years, the Russia hoax and the impeachment hoax were DC food fights. That doesn't mean there wasn't collateral damage or that innocent people weren't hurt, like President Trump and his family, but politics is politics. You know the risks going in. Coronavirus is not a DC food fight. Like the CNN race riots of 2014, it affects everyday people. We have shut down our economy. The stock market is going insane. People are scared, worried, stressed, and have reason to be. Even if you remove the fear of the virus, no one can escape the fear of the panic, and the media's blatant lies are only adding to this uncertainty and fear, and are doing so by design. And for what? To what end? Well, for the exact same reasons the media ginned up those race riots. A depraved indifference to human life driven by nothing more than a political agenda and the naked greed that comes with ratings and clicks. Don't believe me? Here's the evidence. All the media's coronavirus lies. Keep in mind, these are not mistakes. Mistakes are random. Mistakes fall both ways. Our fake news media's mistakes fall only one way, in the direction of ginning up panic in our streets and hatred of Trump and his supporters, who have already paid a very heavy price. As you read this list, no matter what you do, do not call the media the enemy of the people, because that would be wrong. Trump told governors to get their own goddamn ventilators. Now that the media can no longer attack Trump over the coronavirus testing, as you'll see below, we've moved to ventilators. Ventilators is the new Katrina, the new metric with which to beat Trump senseless. So naturally, the media are going to lie shamelessly, which is exactly what they are doing, even as I write these words. At least eight New York Times authors shared a deceptively edited quote Monday from President Donald Trump's recent call with state governors, creating the false impression that the president is denying federal support for ventilators that are needed in hospitals treating coronavirus patients. In his message, the president recommended that states procure respirators and ventilators because it would be faster, but added that the federal government will be backing you. The Times journalists omitted the bulk of the president's statement as they shared the story on social media. The misleading, partial quote was also boosted by a CNN correspondent and became the lead headline at the left-wing Huffington Post. Despite growing online backlash to this misinformation, the journalists have yet to delete or retract their comments. Here's the president's full quote. Respirators, ventilators, all of the equipment, try getting it yourselves. We will be backing you. But try getting it yourselves. Point of sales, much better, much more direct if you can get it yourself. He's telling the governors, do what you can while we do what we can do. This is excellent advice the liars at the far-left New York Times are deliberately twisting to cause panic, to tell the public the president doesn't care. Trump seeks monopoly on coronavirus vaccine. What better way to increase the world's hatred of America? Everyone's hatred of Trump, and cause even more illegal aliens to crash into our country. Seeking a vaccine, than to spread the fake news the American president is looking to monopolize any potential coronavirus vaccine. But that is exactly what Reuters, The Guardian, Business Insider, and staffers at The New York Times and MSNBC did. This lie doesn't even make sense. What good would it do America to corner the market on a vaccine? It costs us nothing to share the information so other countries can create their own vaccine. What good does it do the US to sit around and watch everyone else die? Nationwide curfew. Good old Jim Sciutto, one of the most infamous liars in the country. A former Obama official hired by the serial liars at CNN to serial lie. New, there are active discussions within the Trump administration to encourage a possible curfew across the nation in which non-essential businesses would have to close by a certain time each night. Sciutto wrote on social media, citing CNN reporting. It's not true. And unless you're looking to sow panic, it also makes no sense. What good would a curfew do, most especially a nationwide curfew? Does the virus only strike at night? There are reports patient zero ate a bat. Maybe it was a vampire bat. Trump lied about the Google website. Google says it's not publishing a national-scale coronavirus site. CNN anti-Trump activist Jake Tapper tweeted to his 2.3 million Twitter followers last week. He linked to a CNN story with the headline, Google says it's not publishing a national-scale coronavirus site anytime soon. This was a story that smeared Trump as a liar for announcing Google will be building a national-scale coronavirus website. The original and very fake CNN story can be found here. Here's the opener. Google will not be publishing a national-scale website for coronavirus testing anytime soon, contrary to claims made by President Donald Trump during a Friday news conference. Instead, a health-focused subsidiary owned by Google's parent company, Alphabet, intends to launch a small-scale website next week to begin to triage California-based patients. The website will aim to serve a broader population only over time, not very quickly, as Trump said. What we're building is a triage tool that will live on projectbaseline.com. And we plan to pilot it in California next week, said Carolyn Wang, a spokesperson for the Alphabet subsidiary, Verily. Here's the Google search screen cap which captured CNN's lie. But now, if you click on that Google link, the CNN story says the exact opposite of what the original story said. Here's the new headline and opener. Google will partner with U.S. government to develop a nationwide coronavirus website, company says. Google now says it is working with the government on the creation of a national website containing information about coronavirus symptoms and testing information. Google is partnering with the U.S. government in developing a national website that includes information about COVID-19 symptoms, risk and testing information, the company said in a series of tweets Saturday evening. The company did not give a time frame of when such a website would be up and running. On Friday, after the president said Google was helping to develop a website and it would be available soon, the company declined to say it would be publishing a national-scale website for coronavirus testing anytime soon. Naturally, there is no editor's note informing readers the original story was a lie or has been retracted or updated, which is highly unethical. CNN spread a bald-faced lie to undermine the president, got caught, and did everything in its malevolent power to cover that lie up. Trump shut down the CDC's pandemic department. Do I even need to point out how virulent and widespread this talking point has been? Sigh. No, the White House didn't dissolve its pandemic response office. I was there. It has been alleged by multiple officials of the Obama administration, including in the Post, that the president and his then national security advisor, John Bolton, dissolved the office at the White House in charge of pandemic preparedness. Because I led the very directorate assigned that mission, the Counterproliferation and Biodefense Office, for a year and then handed it off to another official who still holds the post, I know the charge is specious. It is true that the Trump administration has seen fit to shrink the NSC staff. But the bloat that occurred under the previous administration clearly needed a correction. Defense Secretary Robert Gates, congressional oversight committees and members of the Obama administration itself all agree the NSC was too large and too operationally focused. a departure from its traditional role coordinating executive branch activity. As the Post reported in 2015, from the Clinton administration to the Obama administration's second term, the NSC's staff had quadrupled in size, to nearly 400 people. That is why Trump began streamlining the NSC staff in 2017. The reduction of force in the NSC has continued since I departed the White House. But it has left the biodefense staff unaffected. It is this reorganization that critics have misconstrued or intentionally misrepresented. If anything, the combined directorate was stronger because related expertise could be commingled. In other words, it wasn't dissolved, it was streamlined. Trump declared the coronavirus a hoax. This desperate lie, launched by the far-left Politico, was quickly debunked by fact-checkers, including the far-left Washington Post. That's how big of a lie it is, the Washington Post conceded it was a lie. Nevertheless, CNN continues to spread this lie. Calling the Wuhan virus is racist. As has already been exhaustively pointed out, the naming of a virus or disease after a location, including a lily-white location like Lyme, Connecticut, is just how it's done and has been done forever. But now it's racist, even though the very same media declaring it racist is the very same media that first called it the Chinese virus or the Wuhan virus, or some variation thereof. Here's a pretty comprehensive list that's been floating around. There are probably more examples, but this more than makes the point. Japan and Thailand confirm new cases of Chinese coronavirus. The New York Times, January 15, 2020. The CDC and Homeland Security begin screening for Chinese coronavirus at three major U.S. airports as outbreak spreads in Asia. CNBC, January 17, 2020. Vaccine for new Chinese coronavirus in the works. CNN, January 20, 2020. First U.S. case of potentially deadly Chinese coronavirus confirmed in Washington state. Washington Post, January 21, 2020. Chinese coronavirus outbreak has reached U.S. shores. CDC says, Los Angeles Times, January 21, 2020. The first case of the Chinese coronavirus has hit the U.S. CDC reports, BuzzFeed, January 21, 2020. First case of Chinese coronavirus confirmed in Washington state. NBC's Today Show, January 24, 2020. Chinese coronavirus infections, death toll soar as fifth case is confirmed in U.S. Washington Post, January 26, 2020. Japan confirms case of new Chinese virus, spread is concerning. Reuters, January 15, 2020. How the Chinese virus outbreak impacts Lunar New Year travel. National Geographic, January 24, 2020. China coronavirus spreads before symptoms show. BBC, January 26, 2020. Over 1,000 likely infected by Wuhan virus in China. Study, Al Jazeera, January 18, 2020. Stop the Wuhan virus, Nature Magazine editorial, January 21, 2020. China confirms Wuhan virus can be spread by humans. CNN, January 22, 2020. First U.S. case reported of deadly Wuhan virus. Wall Street Journal, January 22, 2020. Here are the symptoms of the deadly Wuhan coronavirus and when you should be worried. Business Insider, January 22, 2020. Something far deadlier than the Wuhan virus lurks near you. Kaiser Health News, January 24, 2020. With Wuhan virus genetic code in hand, scientists begin work on a vaccine. Reuters, January 24, 2020. The Wuhan virus, how to stay safe, foreign policy, January 25, 2020. Something far deadlier than the Wuhan virus lurks near you. USA Today, January 29, 2020. 10-year-old boy raises fears Wuhan virus could spread undetected. Bloomberg, January 29, 2020. Your questions about Wuhan coronavirus? Answered, National Public Radio, January 30, 2020. Will the Wuhan virus become a pandemic? The Economist, January 30, 2020. Note, the photo in this article was on their cover for this issue. Additionally, the video below is nothing less than a devastating compilation of just how dishonest and unserious the media are. To sum this up, The fake news media floods these words and terms into the American lexicon, and then sanctimoniously turns around and attacks those who repeat them as racist. Trump rejected WHO coronavirus test kits. Everyone from Grandpa Joe Biden to CNN's Dr. Sanjay Gupta to Esquire to NBC News 2. This is such a lie, the far-left PolitiFact debunked it. Trump blocked testing because lower numbers are good for his re-election. This lie arrives courtesy of the welfare queens at NPR and a Newsweek staffer's hysterical amplification that has been retweeted almost 250,000 times. And once again, I ask, how does this make any sense? In the face of the facts, Trump is doing backflips to start testing. What's more, how does not testing benefit his re-election chances? It's not as if people who test positive won't eventually become symptomatic. This is not just a lie, no other media outlet has confirmed it. Which means even CNN couldn't find a lying source that has lied to them so many times before to lie about this one. It's by far the stupidest lie on this list. It's Trump's fault coronavirus testing was delayed. Nope. Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's CDC, National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, said Tuesday that the blame for the slow pace of testing for coronavirus in the U.S. does not lie with either President Trump or the CDC. Fauci told Hugh Hewitt on The Hugh Hewitt Show that a technical glitch resulted in the delay in production of usable tests in the U.S., something Fauci prescribed to random error. This has nothing to do with anybody's fault, certainly not the president's fault. 11. Trump silenced Dr. Fauci. This lie spread like wildfire before Fauci himself was given a chance to tell the truth. 12. Added, Trump told sick people to got to work. Here's CBS News flat-out lying with the flat-out lie that Trump told sick people to go to work. And that's just one example. This lie spread like its own virus for days throughout the fake media. Here's Trump's full quote, so if, you know, we have thousands or hundreds of thousands of people that get better. Just by, you know, sitting around and even going to work, some of them go to work, but they get better. He's not talking about what people should do, but that healthy people are going on about their business with the coronavirus not knowing they have it. Which is undoubtedly true for the young and healthy. Dash. We are plagued with a dishonest, unreliable, unserious, dangerous media, driven only by political calculation and naked greed. The media are so evil and indecent, even a pandemic can't cure them. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.